This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The nation is celebrating the 76th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The ceremony commenced with the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he paid tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, who was the chief guest at the parade. The national flag was unfurled by the president, followed by the national anthem with a 21-gun salute using 105mm light field guns. The parade was heralded by 300 cultural artists playing Sare Jahan Se Acha with musical instruments from different parts of the country. Showering of flower petals was carried out by Mi-17 Wanviv helicopters from 129 helicopter unit in the Dhwaj formation. Tank T-90 Bhishma, Nag missile system, along with BMP-2 Sarath, BrahMos, Pinaka multi-launcher rocket system, Agniban multi-barrel rocket launcher, Akash weapon system, integrated battlefield surveillance system, all-terrain vehicle Chetak, the light specialist vehicle Bajrang were on display at the Kartavya Path. We have more from our correspondent.
A 160-member marching contingent and 190-member band contingent from Indonesia took part in the parade. 31 tabloos from various states, union territories, and central government ministries and departments participated, showcasing the theme Swarnim Bharat, Virasat or Vikas. For the first time, a tri-service tableau participated on displaying the spirit of jointness and integration. Haryana's tableau showcased the Bhagavad Gita, and the tableau of Uttar Pradesh depicted the ongoing Mahakumbh 2025. The event concluded with a flypast by 47 aircrafts. The flypast witnessed a breathtaking air show by Rafael, Sukhoi 30, Jaguar, C-130, Dornier 228, and AN-32 aircraft, and Apache and Mi-7 helicopters. With Suparna Saikia, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Reports of celebrations have come in from different parts of the country and abroad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called the Republic Day parade a vibrant display of country's unity and diversity. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote, "The magnificent parade showcased cultural heritage and military prowess." He added that the vibrant tableau represented the rich traditions of our states. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today interacted with special guests for the 76th Republic Day parade at Akashwani Bhavan in New Delhi. He said all the special guests were mentioned by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his Mann Ki Baat program for working tirelessly for the society. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, Mr. Vaishnaw stated that Prime Minister Modi has spread the inspiring work being done by people through his Mann Ki Baat program.
मन की बात के जरिए से समाज में जो बहुत अच्छा काम होता है और समाज के लिए उपयोगी कार्य जो होता है उसको माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने दुनिया भर में पहुंचाने की बहुत बड़ी संकल्प लिया है, बहुत बड़ा एक यज्ञ कर रहे हैं। आज मन की बात में जिनका उल्लेख हुआ है वो सभी आज यहाँ सम्मिलित हुए, बहुत अच्छा लगा सबसे मिलके, उनकी बात सुन के और किस तरह से प्रधानमंत्री जी के उल्लेख से उनके जीवन में एक नई प्रेरणा आई वो आज जान के अच्छा लगा।
Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal, Director General of Akashwani Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, and Doordarshan Director General Kanchan Prasad were also present on the occasion. The centre has officially notified the implementation of the Unified Pension Scheme, UPS. The government had introduced Unified Pension Scheme in August last year as an option under the National Pension System for the central government employees. The United States Agency for International Development, USAID, suspended all assistance programs in Bangladesh. In a letter sent to all its implementing partners in Bangladesh, the U.S. donor agency USAID has directed yesterday to immediately stop, cease and suspend any work in Bangladesh under contracts, work orders, grants, cooperative agreements or other acquisitions or assistance instrument. This sudden decision has raised significant concerns among various project stakeholders, including U.S.-funded non-governmental organizations operating in Bangladesh. In the ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, India stormed into the semi-finals with a commanding 8-wicket win over Bangladesh at Biomass Oval Stadium in Kuala Lumpur today. Sent into bat first, Bangladesh managed just 64 runs for 8 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. Captain Sumaya Akhtar top-scored with an unbeaten 21. For India, Vaishnavi Sharma bagged 3 wickets. India chased the target in just 7.1 overs with Trisha's quick-fire 40 off 31 balls. And with that, we end this news bulletin.